my mouth.
That's what you want.
No, I said the Okay. I see how it's going to be now.
Too bad we weren't recording.
No, we were. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. And I guess on that note, we'll go ahead and start the show. Always time
for coffee. You're listening to Glass Table Podcast.
With your host, Mike.
Oh, delicious in my mouth.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, good for you.
And Sparkles.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 pop.
Well, no shit.
I'll pop a Glock in your mouth and make a brain slushy.
And welcome to this week's episode of Glass Table Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sparkles.
Yeah, good job there.
I forgot.
I'm trying to keep up now. Make sure to check us out at our Facebook page. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at GlassTableCast. Also, if you want to send us an email, you can do that at GlassTablePodcast@gmail.com. Anything else you want to plug? I think, like, you know, are you big into the Twitters or the Instagrams? Or
I don't really do social media, for being honest.
Why?
I don't know, because I have so much other things to do.
Social media is amazing.
Yeah. I should really get on top of it, but I'll just let you handle it.
Like, you don't even do social media in your personal life.
No.
I don't understand how you do. I check.
I mean, when was the last time that I put something on Facebook? Like, probably...
I mean, we could look it up and tell you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and look it up.
All right. Okay, your last post on Facebook was July 20th.
Okay, that wasn't as long as I thought. Well, what did I do?
Posted some pictures.
Or
maybe you were tagged in pictures. No, you were tagged in pictures.
Oh, so that's I didn't even do that.
No, let's go back a little further.
Yeah.
How about May 11th?
What'd I do then?
That was when Ben died.
Oh, we'll see. So.
And before that, it was. How about January?
See?
That's ridiculous. How do you not get. I check Facebook probably 10 times a day.
Because I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a big fan of Facebook, except for maybe like connecting with people like private messages or something like that. Other than that, I don't really care.
See, I am what they would call a Facebook stalker.
I don't even stalk or nothing. I don't even do anything on Facebook.
I'm like, remember this person from high school? Let's go see what the fuck they're doing. Oh, yeah, they're sucking. That's awesome.
Nah, I don't care. She's already checking her Facebook.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, well. I don't even know where this show goes anymore because I don't remember the fucking layout.
I have allergies today, so
awesome.
That's what all this about. Oh, look, Key. We might get that kitty.
That's exactly what y'all need, the cat. Another cat.
Nah.
All right, so I guess we'll go ahead and talk about what we did this week. Mm-hmm. So, what'd you do this week? Anything exciting?
Worked, which sucked. And tax-free shopped.
Now, for those of you who don't know or are not from the Tennessee area, this weekend, which is the weekend of August 3rd and 4th, you can shop for certain things without taxes. And you would think that they're giving away every fucking thing in the store for free by as many people are going out right now and doing some shopping.
You would think so.
It was ridiculous. Like, on the interstate, just to get off at a mall, it was over a mile backed up on the interstate. Just stopped.
And it's not even that great of a deal. You save 10%, maybe.
Yeah.
Like 9.25 is for everything but food. 8.25 is for food. So yeah, I'd rather just not do that next year and just pay my tax.
Yeah. Whenever you said that I'm going to go do some tax free shopping, I was like, oh no. This girl has no idea what she's getting
into.
Well,
I went last year too, but we were at Walmart at midnight, so that really wasn't that big of a deal because no one else was up.
Mm-hmm.
But this year it was a little crazy. But we got some deals. Yesterday wasn't too bad because people were still at work.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't end up too bad. Today was a fucking madhouse.
Like, do you think it's worse than Black Friday?
Yes.
Really?
And I don't even know why. I think people hear tax-free and they hear free and they think everything's going to be tax-free. And then are they sorely disappointed when they get to the store?
Yeah, that's kind of fucking stupid the way they do that.
Yeah.
If you're going to do tax-free, everything should be tax-free.
But then it would be even worse out there, I think.
Yeah, but maybe we should do like a tax-free week instead of just a weekend.
That makes sense. Maybe. But then we'd be even more poor than we already are as a state. So, I don't know.
Well, we can make it up for it by doing a double tax weekend.
And those suckers who buy things then.
It's like, how bad do you really want this?
Yeah.
So another thing that I guess I've done this week, because I assumed you were done, yeah? Because I kind of did cut you off. Is there anything else you want to speak
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I don't really feel like that conversation helped us at all. I wasn't really into it.
Do we need to just start it over?
No, I don't want to talk about it again. Have fun editing.
I appreciate that, Sparkles. But this week for me, I have actually not been doing a whole lot. I've been doing a lot with the Troll Food Media Network, getting everything still going with that, trying to get all the promos and everything made. We did record a new episode of Troll Food Podcast, the flagship station. But I'm having a little bit of issues with our hosting service. So that's why that hadn't come out yet. And if you're hearing this, then obviously we've got it fixed because we use the same hosting service for this one too. Other than that, the only other thing that I really think I wanted or that I've done this week is I think I have decided to play guitar.
Do you know how to play guitar?
No.
You're going to learn.
I think so.
Hmm. I always wanted to, but then I start and it's like, oh, this is too complicated.
Is that a panty dropper? A guy that plays guitar?
Not for me.
Not for you?
No.
What percentage do you think of the
now, if he had his guitar and just his guitar and no clothes and he had the six pack with the V, that is.
You are fucking vain as hell. Do you know that?
Yes.
Jesus. But, all right. Guy playing a musical instrument, is it a turn on to you?
Not really.
Now, do you think most women, do you think it's a turn on?
Well, yeah, look at the success of countrymen in blue jeans, like a lot of country artists.
Okay. Now, do you think the reason that it's not such a big deal for you is because me and you both already play a musical instrument?
I'm just saying I don't know what it is. It just isn't a turn on for me. Maybe because I'm like, oh, I can play a musical instrument, several, in fact, and it's just not that hard, so you're not that cool. I can do it too.
What do you play? I know you play the El Trompeto.
El Trompeto, piano. I can play some clarinet. I can play French horn because I can play trumpet. I can play the bugle because I play trumpet. Any three-valve instrument I pretty much got.
Think you can play tuba?
Probably.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Why? Is it that hard?
Yes. It is much, much different. Let me not say harder. Different.
It's not as different. No, it's not that. I don't think it's that difficult. Trumpet's difficult. Because we're like the most important member of the band.
What the fuck ever? You are so full of shit.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Without the trumpet, you'd have shit.
Fuck the trumpet. You know what? A French horn can do the same thing as a trumpet can. A baritone can do the same thing as a fucking trumpet can.
No.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what. No, never mind.
That's no, come on, come on.
A tuba just sits in the background. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, but that's
who
what
cares?
That's what pushes the song.
Oh, so you're more important
right.
than the trumpet.
Yeah, we set the melody. Not the melody.
But when that trumpet hits that melody and just blares and you have like a 15-person trumpet line, that's important.
Yeah, that's like blowing your wad, but I mean, that's not the whole thing behind it.
We're
it also
wad
takes
blowers.
The pumping.
Okay, well then we can agree that they're equally important.
Now, you know what's not important?
What?
Percussion.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, that coming from a bunch of horn players.
Hope we don't get any percussionists Fuck blasting
man.
Us.
Hey, you know, we're talking about marching band.
No, you know what's not important in marching band? Flutes.
Piccolo is, though.
Piccolo is, Piccolo's yes, important. But flute.
But,
or even the whole wind line.
Ooh, really? You would go that far?
Yeah, well, sax, yeah, kind of. Because once the trumpets get in, you can't hear anybody else anyway.
So, well, that's because y'all don't know how to play. But
oh, no, that's not it at all.
You're like, we're trumpets. We're important. We've got to overpower everyone.
You know we're important. Only people with big egos, I think, play trumpet.
Maybe.
I think we're super important. Because we are.
You're not that important.
Yeah, we are.
No.
You can't have a marching band without a trumpet.
Sure you can.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Tuba is the most important.
Yeah, of course.
Why are we even talking about marching band?
That's just kind of where it went.
I love marching band.
I know,
though.
We had good times back then.
Yeah.
I hated marching, but I enjoyed being out there and being able to, just hang out with our friends and things like that.
I love marching band.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like the actual marching itself?
Yes.
Hated it.
I had some pretty sick legs when I
You
marched.
Did. I'll give you
yeah.
that.
So, I'll do it for that any day.
I mean, maybe you just need to have like a one-person marching band.
Yeah. with my trumpet out in the middle of the field.
Well, like, all right, here's what we'll do. You can play your trumpet. We'll, like, glue the keyboard to, like, your front so you can whenever you need to.
Okay. I think I'll pass.
You sure?
You know how long it's been since I played my trumpet?
How long?
Years.
Since, like, college?
Yeah, college.
Think you still got it?
Yeah. It's kind of like riding a bike.
Is it?
Yeah. I may not be able to hit, like, the high C anymore, but I could probably be pretty close.
Well, that tangent kind of went off somewhere that neither of us were expecting.
No. I feel like I'm a bumbling idiot today talking on this thing. Like, I'm just rambling.
Why do you say it like talking on this thing?
Because it's the radio.
We're not talking to these things. We're talking to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, but I approve this week's because I feel like I'm sounding pretty stupid today.
Well, hey, a lot of guys like their women cute and stupid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that with your bedroom voice, man.
2 + 2 = 3.
OV. Fuck, I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, see? I got you that bad. It works.
Anyway, should we go ahead and move into our first segment?
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's the time for what I like. I'm going to try that again because I'm a fucking idiot. Well, I guess it's time for A Minute with Mike. You know, I got a little present for you. It's A Minute with Mike.
Oh my God. That was the best thing I ever experienced. And it only took a minute.
Hey, baby girl, that's kind of what happens when you spend a minute with Mike. And welcome to this week's Minute with Mike. First of all, I want to start out by saying how much I love that intro.
I hate it.
It's funny. Every time that intro comes on, your face just gets so red.
Yeah. That's because you forced me into doing that.
Yes. I can't even say it like that. Because that was going to go backwards in a way that I didn't want it. But anyway, on this week's Minute with Mike, I'm going to talk about something that just irks me.
Okay.
And that's scams.
Okay.
Not even so much the scams. No. As the people that fall for the scams.
Example.
Okay. You want an example? Here we go with the examples, okay? A woman goes to meet a guy to buy a couple of iPhones. Okay?
Okay.
He brings the boxes, hands her the boxes. What are you looking at?
My phone.
Okay. He grabs the boxes, hands her the boxes. She hands him the money, and they leave. After she gets home...
She don't open the boxes first?
No. After she gets home, she opens the boxes and finds actual apples in them.
She's an idiot.
Aha. There was another case. Okay. This woman, she goes and buys an iPad off of a guy. She doesn't open the box, gets home, opens it up, and there's a mirror inside.
She's an idiot.
Another one goes to buy it, gets home, and realizes she just bought wood.
What the fuck?
These people are fucking idiots. Do not... Here's the thing. If you're going to buy electronics, you need to buy them from a reputable dealer. You don't buy them off the streets. And if you do, then you deserve to get burned.
So you're talking like electronic scams more than anything else?
Which is any kind of scam. How do the fucking people fall for this shit?
Because we live in a country with probably not a very high intelligence rate, I guess.
They're fucking morons. Like, I don't understand how these work. That's like the emails. You get the email and the guy's like, I'm a Zimbabwean prince. And I only need, I'm decided I'm going to give away my fortune. Please give me your bank account numbers. You know people fall for that shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it, though.
They're fucking stupid.
I don't get why anybody would be smart enough to go, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So basically what I want to talk about this week are people are fucking idiots.
I'll agree. Which I experienced a lot this week.
Well, did you?
Myself, yeah.
Did you ever
Tax-free weekend, big time, first of all. People can't drive. They can't get out of your way when you're walking. They stop in the middle of the store or the middle of the walkway down the mall. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. They just have no... Maybe mine's not so much idiots as lack of respect for other humans.
I could see that.
That may be what sparks sparkles.
Then maybe we shouldn't talk about it right now. Yeah. Anyway, that was basically my little tangent for this week. If you're stupid enough to fall for scams, then you need to ask somebody else before you do anything. Because you're fucking stupid. Next time you want an Apple iPhone or an iPad or whatever, go to fucking Best Buy, fucking Verizon. Hey, how about the Apple Store?
There you go.
And get them there. Quit trying to be cheap.
Otherwise, you're going to get a block of wood.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more Glass Table Podcast. And welcome back to this episode of Glass Table Podcast. Fuck.
How do you really feel?
That's what happens when I get a little bit ahead of myself. All right, so you want to go ahead and move into some news?
Yeah, okay.
You are off today.
I am. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah,
tired
okay.
Tired of people's fucking shit. That's all I do.
That's so staying in. Alright, well, I guess I'll keep carrying us along here. Going into some news this week that matters to me. One of the biggest pieces that I wanted to cover was the tax-free weekend, which we've already done. Also, the White House basically told the International Trade Commission to kind of suck it.
What do you mean?
Alright, the International Trade Commission banned iPhone 4 sales in the U.S., because they said that it breached a patent that Samsung had.
Oh, Samsung.
Yeah, okay. You remember all the stuff that happened? Well, the International Trade Commission basically said, look, you can't import them anymore. That's good. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm thirsty.
Are you enjoying a delicious beverage over there?
Mm-hmm.
Suction noise followed by a swallow. It's always a good way to go. My favorite.
This is delicious. Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Is it delicious in my mouth?
Yeah.
Maybe you should try that one.
No, that's somebody else saying that one.
So, yeah, basically they had banned all importation of, is that even a word, importation? Yeah, I think so. Of Apple iPhone 4s to the U.S. And the White House basically vetoed them, said, no, fuck you. Y'all go ahead and you can go ahead and keep importing them.
Sometimes the government gets out of hand.
So, what's your feeling on that?
Not on the White House, on the Trade Commission.
Well, I mean, but if the law says you can't import something that you stole from someone else.
The National Trade Commission said you can't do it, and the White House said you can.
Yep.
Well, look who we have running the White House.
What do we have running the White House? Huh? 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 What?
I'll keep my political views to
myself. Come on, let's hear it.
I don't like our president. That's
why saying. Don't you like our president?
Because. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds super smart. Why don't you like him? Just because. That's
just,
why.
Just because I don't.
Because I don't like him.
You know what? I think that he... All President Obama was in the very beginning before he came president at the first term... was a good public speaker who made people believe in his shit. And I don't think he honestly had any, what's the word I'm looking for? I was on such a fucking platform and I ruined it because I couldn't find a word. I don't think he had any intention to follow through with anything that he said.
Ah. So basically he's like Hitler. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Ooh. Really?
Not as bad as Hitler. Oh, I don't think he's going to violate the entire...
Go ahead and stand on that platform right there. Yeah. He's fucking Hitler.
Obama is Hitler.
And, well, this was the last episode of the Last Table Podcast you will ever hear. Because the CIA will come and snatch us up.
See why I need a anonymous... fucking word.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Words are hard, aren't they?
Words are so hard.
Jesus. Here's the thing. I understand you just go by Sparkles. They can find us, I promise you.
I'm going to go live with Snowden now.
I can sit now. I'm going to get a phone call. Troll Food Media Network. Yeah, I'd like to speak with the leader. Yeah, this is him. Hello, this is President Obama.
I am not Hitler. And I'll be in the back going, yes, you are.
I'll be like, oh, your name. Yes, I'd like to speak to Sparkles, please. I'll give your address, fucking phone number.
I'll freaking cut you like a fish.
Ah, thank you very much. I appreciate your help. You did a service to the American people.
So you like Obama?
No. Freaking hate Obama.
You would give me up from Obama, but you don't even like him.
No, I wouldn't really give you up. I'd give him a fake address.
Okay, good. Give him that address on, like, Birch Park.
Yeah, send me 120.
Yeah. Winner, winner there.
Chicken dinner. All right, second piece of news. Have you seen the internet buzz going around about the movie Sharknado?
Is that a real movie?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that somebody had just Photoshopped that picture just for fun. Because I saw it on Reddit. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's funny, but it's real.
Yes. And get this, right? They did an encore presentation for it last Saturday night. Mm-hmm. 2.1 million people tuned in.
I would tune into it. Sharknado.
I think we should get together and watch it. We have to find a copy of it.
Where do you get this?
I don't know.
What's it even about?
Apparently Sharknado? A tornado full of sharks that kill people. I'm guessing from the...
This might put me to sleep.
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll scare you until you wet your little pants.
Because I'm so terrified of tornadoes and sharks.
If a shark came flawn out of a tornado, like at your face,
I'd grab a baseball bat. Just punch it in the face.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's flying out of a tornado.
Then I'm not going to be outside in a tornado.
It'll come through the wall.
Okay, well, then fuck it. I'm dead anyways.
I can tell you're in a good mood today.
I can't be afraid of things that... Am I in a good mood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great mood.
Yeah?
No.
Fuck this shit.
You seem like you may be in a mood where you need to release some frustration.
Well, things didn't really go my way this week.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. So, that's okay. I have to pee, so can we take a break?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, give me just 1 second and we can take a break. Yeah, we're going to take a break. And on to our last piece of news, which is the biggest piece of news. Me and you grew up at the same time, and you know we're familiar with That So Raven.
Yeah.
She made a rather large announcement this week.
And that is?
She loves twat.
I'm not surprised.
Really?
No.
She makes the announcement that she's a lesbian. You're like, oh,
I can see it.
I could not. I didn't expect it at all.
I could see it. Yeah, that don't surprise me. So the news isn't so large anymore.
Well, fuck me and my big news. I guess it's not really as big as I thought.
No. Not to me, at least. I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed? Don't be stressed.
I don't feel good.
Hey, fuck stress. Have sex.
Okay. And we'll be right back.
You let me vibe. violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you.
Segment called The Wellness Watch. Sparkle, what do you have for us this week for The Wellness Watch?
Well, I was on the internet. And
internets, they're good stuff.
Yeah, and I like to browse the internet. And so I ran into this article called What Her Eating Habits Say About Her Bedroom Habits. I just thought it was kind of funny, and I really haven't read much of it, but I thought this has something to do with wellness, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Sexual wellness.
Yeah, so wellness is wellness. And
lots of people like to watch that.
And it was on MSN Wellness, actually. So
nice.
If they're classifying it as wellness, I can too. So I think we're going to play a game.
Okay. I'm always down for games.
Okay. The game is, I'm going to tell you what kind of eater she is, and you're going to tell me what you think that has to do with her, what is this again? Sexual bedroom habits.
Ooh, nice. All right. I can do that.
Okay. So, the indecisive orderer.
I think that she probably changes positions a lot because she never knows if what she has is what she really wants. Or maybe she's a great big whore. That'd be even better.
Because she wants all the things.
Exactly. She don't know what she wants, so she just tries everything.
Okay.
Was I right?
No.
No, damn it.
If your date just can't decide what she wants to eat, experts say she might be seeking a dominant partner in bed. That would make sense, because if she can't decide what food she wants somebody to decide what she wants in the bedroom.
So, because you don't know what you want to eat, you want me to, like, as soon as we get to the bedroom, like, fucking just bend you over, like, grab your fucking hair and pound it to you?
Maybe. Because I'm a pretty indecisive eater, and I prefer a dominant partner, so I'll agree with that one.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, hey, that's why we need, you know, your insight in this.
Yeah. She orders a burger.
She likes meat in her mouth.
That sounds better than their answer, so we'll just go with it.
What was their answer?
Should the date go well, really well, and you end up back at her place, be prepared for a long night.
How the fuck does that make any sense?
Red meat is one of the best sources of iron in our diet, says a certain expert. Iron carries oxygen from the lung through the body. It also helps our muscles. Okay, so I don't know what's going on. All that stored oxygen can prevent physical fatigue and exhaustion, helping a woman to have plenty of energy and stamina for a night of romance.
Or it could mean that
she likes meat in her mouth.
Yes. Or she could be on Shark Week.
That's true.
Because you become iron deficient sometimes.
So I don't know if I agree with this one, but there you go. That's MSN's opinion.
Okay. Next.
The slow eater.
I think she would take it kind of slow in the bedroom. She'd want everything to last.
You're right. She likes to savor and enjoy the experience. And she went, yeah. So you're right on that one.
Sweet.
She sticks to salad.
She thinks she's fat. So that means you're automatically going to score. All you do is tell her she looks good.
The magnesium in spinach can put your date in a very good mood and relieves anxiety and promotes calmness. Agrula, is that a type of salad? Is in the mix.
Agrula.
Okay. Romance with your stress-free date could be on the horizon. Not only is it a tasty compliment. Okay, so what's it mean?
Oh. If salads relax you and make you happy, all these fucking girls and guys that are on diets should be really happy. Fucking happy, and they're not.
Because
they're starving all the time.
So if she sticks to salad, she's going to be stress-free, and salads are supposed to be an aphrodisiac to
No, that's bullshit.
Enhance or boost your natural, your sex. I don't know what it's trying to say. This one's kind of stupid, so.
Next.
Yeah. Next. I don't agree with any of that. She dives into a bowl of pasta.
Ooh. Mm. She's playful in the bedroom. Because, you know, you gotta, like, twirly it and then you gotta ram it in your mouth.
This says, I think you're pretty much on the same track because it says, yeah. Hoping for a night of pleasant, drama-free company, eat pasta. So.
I don't understand how that makes sense, but.
Pleasant, drama-free.
How is pasta pleasant and drama-free?
Because it enhances your mood, it says. And it gives you lots of energy.
Oh, yeah, carbs.
Carboload. And so women can feel the energy and mood boost within minutes of eating the pasta, so they're more likely to get randy.
Randy?
That's not what it says, but that's...
What does it say?
It says that they're more likely to, you know, be into it. But I liked randy better.
I kind of dig it. Hey, girl, you randy?
Yeah.
No, I'm soothing.
She won't share food.
Ooh. Means you're going to have to wrap it up. She's worried about germs.
No, not, not wanting to share food isn't a sign a gal is stingy. It is a clue that she believes people should be allowed to indulge and pursue their own pleasures instead of waiting or holding off for another person.
Ooh.
So.
I need to find a girl that don't share her food.
I don't share my food.
Hey, what you doing later? No, sir, that's fucking, now every time that I go out with anybody, I'm like, hey, can I have a bite of that? They're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going home. I'll see you later.
And if I, not if I, but
yeah.
If they go, no, this is my food, you'll be like,
I get it, girl.
Her foods can't touch.
Ooh, this is me. She keeps things very separate in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Keeping foods from touching says this woman wants to keep things neat, orderly, and clean. The opposite of down and dirty.
Yeah.
So she wants order and no.
No ass to mouth.
Yeah. You would be correct.
Are you a food toucher?
I just mix all that shit together. Ugh, I don't care.
Not me. All my food cannot touch, and I always eat one of all of them. Like, let's say I've got a pile of mashed potatoes, a thing of meatloaf, and some green beans.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat all of my green beans first, and I'll eat all of my mashed potatoes, and I'll eat all of my meatloaf.
No, I'll just eat some bites.
Nope. That shit can't mix with me.
That does not mean, however, that I like ass to mouth.
You know, you got to try anything twice.
Yeah, just to make sure that the first time.
You weren't nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she can't wait for dessert.
Ooh, this can mean one of two things. Either number one, she's a lard ass. It's like me, I would eat my dessert first. Or, see, I'm going too far to this. She can't wait for dessert. I think it means you're going to get it. Because she is not scared to do what she wants to find, give her pleasure.
This is saying... If she can't wait for dessert, she wants the date to end, and there are no hopes of canoodling.
Really?
Yeah, because desserts make you want to go sleep because all the sugar and stuff.
I thought sugar gives you energy.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, if I dessert. No, you know what? If I order dessert on a date, that's because I'm like, I ain't paying. I want dessert.
Well, okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah, I don't think it does yet. I think that was bullshit. Next.
She's craving chocolate.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the month. You're fucked.
Craving chocolate could be a date subconscious way of trying to ease the jitters.
Really?
They're nervous. They want chocolate.
Do you want chocolate when you get nervous?
No.
I don't want any kind of fat cakes when I get nervous.
When I get nervous, I really, I don't like to eat. And I like chocolate during Shark Week. So I think you were more on the head with that one.
Yeah, I think so.
And the news was just stretching this one. She caps off the night with coffee.
And eggs and bacon. Breakfast. Well, you know, caffeine. Maybe she doesn't want it to end. So she's like, what it is, she's like, hey, I need to make sure that I can stay up and awake and alert and oriented so I can get that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
You got that one. Spot on. All right, that was it.
Ta-da!
So there's your wellness watch.
So how many did I get? Like three?
I think so. So
3 out of like 10?
I think 3.
So I know nothing about women hardly.
And their eating habits. I don't know if MSN really does too, because I think I could shoot down half of these.
Yeah.
But now that this news article's out there, ladies, watch how you eat in front of men, because they're going to be thinking a whole lot now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to overanalyze the shit out of that.
Oh, she ate pasta, but she kept her food separate. Oh, my God. Oh, she's eating dinner.
Fuck, I don't know.
She's eating dessert. This was going so well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but
coffee,
she's already
coffee. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So be careful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a quick word from our network, and we'll be right back with more Glass Table Podcast.
Hi, I'm Troll Doll Sparkles. I'm here to talk to you about all the starving hater trolls that roam around the internet feasting on women and small children because no one is willing to feed them. But who would want to feed these vicious creatures?
And that's where we come in. Come and get it. I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott.
And we're Troll Food Podcast. We feed the trolls all their favorite foods. Nerdy news, tech talk, epic douchebaggery, and of course, Mike's likes.
Check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, trollfoodpodcast.com. If only you could believe in yourself in the way I believe in you, I do. If only you could see all of the beautiful things that I see in you.
And welcome back to this episode of Glass Table Podcast. We are on to what is the favorite, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the favorite segment that I think of this whole show. And that is What Sparks Sparkles. So what do you have for us this week?
This week I have people's lack of respect for everybody but themselves.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I already know where this is coming from.
Do you? What do you think it's coming from?
I'm assuming it's going to be coming from some of the shit that we talked about this week.
That and really it largely comes from this whole tax-free weekend experience. Oh. And just the actions of everybody. Always out for themselves. Like you have, I already said, people walking down the middle of the aisle. Not walking, just stopping in the middle of the aisle. Not using blinkers when you drive. I don't know, there's so much. Just pisses me off about the subject. This is not too thought out. I just know that it sparks me.
Why does it spark you?
Because I think people need to have compassion about others, and we should all just learn to get along.
You know, you haven't got to experience this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we go to conventions, they are some of the nicest, most amazing fucking people you'll ever meet.
Good. That's what I need.
But I shit you not, every single person that I may have bumped into, ran into, you know, most time you walk, you know, if somebody bumps into you at Walmart, they're just like, you know, they're just going about their fucking way. Every time that I've ever bumped anybody or anybody's ever bumped into me, we both turn to each other. We're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Da, 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 you know,
mm-hmm.
The people at geek conventions are some of the most fucking nicest, like nobody ever causes problems. And I'm so excited for you to be able to see that.
I'd like to see that.
It really is good.
Because, like, if you go to Walmart, for instance, you see so much of the disrespect for people.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think generally this, I don't care about anybody else but myself attitude. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I know exactly what you're trying to say.
So I don't know if it really needs explaining, because I think when everybody hears people's lack of respect for everybody else, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And they can think of stories
of how it's affected them.
Of how it affects them. Multiple times a day for me.
Right.
So, can we all just try to get along?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. Okay. That's all that sparked me this week. It's pretty short.
So, everybody quit being a douche.
Yeah, please.
Except for me, because that's kind of how I make my living.
You too.
I have been good. Relatively.
Okay, relatively, but still.
Which is, for me, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll go with it.
I'm not really that big of a douche. I'm just opinionated, and I don't care if you're not going to like it. If you ask me, I'm going to share it with you.
Bark, 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 bark.
I know. Fuck these dogs. Okay, so let's go ahead and move into the final segment of this show, which, I'm really starting to enjoy this. And that is the Glass Table Movie Club.
Woo! I love movies.
I do, too. I'm starting to love them even more.
Yeah.
But this week, or should I say this past week, we went over, our movie was Immortals.
Which I thought was going to be really good for just basically hot men, six packs, Henry Cavill, is that how you say his last name?
I don't know.
The guy who plays Superman, Man of Steel,
right,
was in it, and I was like, this has got to be good. No.
You didn't like it?
No, and you know what? I didn't even finish it, to be honest, because it just...
What?
Yeah, I just couldn't... It was like droning on, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So then I turned on How I Met Your Mother instead.
That is amazing.
Yes.
I love that show. Anyway, all right, spoiler alert, so if you don't hear about this and you hadn't listened to it yet, don't listen. Just stop it. How far did you get?
Like 30 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. You didn't even get... No, you didn't. I understand now. Yeah, that first 45 minutes was a drag.
Yeah.
The last fight scene, though, was pretty fucking epic.
Then I'll have to just fast forward to the fight scene.
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
Especially whenever the Titans got released.
Okay.
Oh, they fucked some they fucked a lot of the gods up.
Did the main character live in the end?
Yes, he became a god.
Okay, well, hello. I should know that from, you know.
And, you know, he knocked up the whatchamacallit. Come on. The virgin seer person. The prophet.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but...
You know, the one that... Yeah, it was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he banged the shit out of her and knocked her up.
Yeah.
And then, like, it ends. You want me to tell you how it ends?
Yeah.
It ends by, basically... His son is sitting there looking at a statue of him, watching him fight the Minotaur and all that. Did you see the Minotaur fight? No, you didn't, did you?
No.
I liked the way they did the Minotaur. I was impressed by that.
I'll try to give it another chance, but I mean, probably not.
But what you do need to watch before next time we record,
okay,
is a movie called Super.
Super. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I've already seen it.
Okay. I have not.
And it is Super. And I cried like a little bitch.
Okay.
And so. You need, and all of y'all, because you can email me and tell me, you need to think, or you need to decide where you think I cried like a little bitch.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
But anyway, that wraps it up for this episode of Glass Table Podcast. It's been amazing to be able to record with you again, Sparkles.
It's been fun. And I want to thank everybody who listened last week.
Yes, our numbers were actually surprising. I'm really, you know, I'm surprised it took off as well as it did. I hope that y'all enjoy it, and I hope that y'all enjoy this. And if there's something that we do or do not do that you think would make it better, feel free to email us, glasstablepodcast@gmail.com. I mean, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Yes.
And until next week, I'd like to thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.